this, but he does want to talk a little football with us. 95.7 The Game NFL Insider, NFL Network, former head coach of the Niners and the California Golden Bears, who had themselves an All-American middle linebacker. Congratulations to Evan Weaver. We got Steve Mariucci here on the Dial Pad guest line. Steve, also brought to you by Gelati Construction, celebrating over 100 years of teamwork, solutions, and excellence. Steve, thank you for joining us here. Damon Ratto and Kolsky, we don't get many bites at your apple throughout the year, so we're happy we get to talk to you now. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Let's have a fun bite of this apple. I can't wait. It's going to be a good game Saturday night with the Rams and the Niners.
It's really something else how this has come down to 2 weeks. Control your own destiny. You win the two games, You're the one seed. Your chances of getting to the Super Bowl are dramatically better than if you choose the other path. Now, you can still get there on the other path, but if you got a choice, come on.
Come on. You know, you said to control their own destiny, and you want to be in that position. And really, really, the Niners, when you think about it, have been the most consistent team in the National Football League this year. And I'm talking about AFC and NFC teams. You know, the Ravens are a heck of a team, but heck, they lost to the Browns and the Chiefs. But the Niners' losses are all close. They could have won every one of those games. And even with the injuries that they have, and they're going to get some guys back, I think they got to feel real good about themselves right now. You know, I think they match up well in that Saturday night game against the Rams. I think they're going to take care of business. It's going to come down to that game up in Seattle where all those people never sit down. They just go crazy, and it's going to be one of those games. And we'll keep our fingers crossed to see how many Niners get back healthy.
You make a point about the general inconsistency of the nature of football, and no team has been more spectacularly inconsistent, both in highs and lows, than the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah.
People have talked about Todd Gurley. People have talked about Jared Goff. People have talked about Aaron Donald. Where, when you look at that team, is the thing that makes them so maddeningly different week to week?
Well, I don't think the 49ers faithful are mad because the Rams are up and down. I think the Rams fans might be, and it's reflected in their crowds down there. They don't sell out like you think they would coming off a Super Bowl. But a Sean McVay team is a terrific offense. We know that. I love their scheme and his play calling ability. It's like Kyle Shanahan's. But when Jared Goff throws for 78 yards in the first game against the Niners, you go, what's going on? They beat the Seattle Seahawks convincingly, and then the next game they give up a 40 burger to the Dallas Cowboys. It's a prime example of the inconsistencies that we're talking about in this league. Dallas is up and down. A lot of teams are up and down. That's why the Niners, seem to me to be the most consistent, and that's going to pay dividends, I think, in these big games where you're on the road or in your bad weather or you're it's a playoff game. Consistency is something you can rely on. You can hang your hat on something.
Jared Goff obviously has sort of been at the heart of the inconsistency with the Rams. In your mind, is that just Jared Goff is a certain level of quarterback, and if he's not getting some sort of help, you're not getting much out of him? Or do you feel like he's doing things differently within himself that are affecting it?
Yeah, and that's a good question, because you know for sure that the defense isn't the same as it was a year ago. Ndamukong Suh's gone. Both corners are gone. They did sign Jalen Ramsey on defense, but he hasn't been much of a factor other than people kind of staying away from him. Todd Gurley's not been the same. Todd Gurley's 43rd in scrimmage yards this year. He's the bell cow. He's the second highest paid running back in the league. He and Zeke are the two $15 million men. And 43rd in scrimmage yards. And he seems now to be healthier than he finished the season last year, yet they still haven't been able to consistently have a real good running attack. Jared Goff is always better in play-action passes when they can be balanced, run, pass, play-action, do what they want to do. And there's been some games it looks like last year's team, and then there's some games it looks like, who are these guys? They don't look anything like the Rams offense. So I think Jared Goff is capable of beating anybody. You saw him against Seattle. He just took him apart. But then you see the other side show up sometimes too. Cooper Kupp's finally healthy, and he had a couple hundred yards receiving last week. They have weapons galore. I don't think their offensive line is playing as well as it did a year ago either.
Steve Mariucci here on 95.7 The Game. We got a little breaking news to talk to you about. We've already had one NFL head coach fired this year in Ron Rivera. Right now we have our second. The Jaguars have relieved Tom Coughlin.
Well, no, it's not a head coach. Right?
Excuse me, not head coach. Jaguars owner Saad Khan has just informed Tom Coughlin that he's being relieved of his executive vice president of football operations duties of the Jacksonville Jaguars. I guess Gardner Minshew couldn't save Tom Coughlin.
So is he being reassigned or sent out of the building? What's happening? Can you tell?
It's just that Schefter just broke the story. I don't have a follow-up other than that.
There was a lot before that today about Jaguar players being upset about his excessive fining.
Really? Well, he had that, you know, Tom Coughlin's old school guy now, and he was a great coach at Boston College. He beat Notre Dame, and he was a good assistant coach, and of course he won a couple Super Bowls with the Giants. He took the Jags to the championship game early when they expanded. I mean, he's excellent, and so there's always a scapegoat. You know, he and Doug Marrone are very tight. I want to say they worked together at Syracuse. But maybe that's the beginning of them, changing a lot of things over there. And so when teams don't make playoffs and when you don't win enough games to satisfy everybody, then heads start rolling, I guess. And Tom Coughlin's going to be a Hall of Famer. He's going to be a Hall of Fame coach. But if they have to part ways, they part ways. That's how it goes. We've seen this before.
Do you think, though, the fact that the guy who runs your football operation doesn't even make it to the end of the year, do you suspect that that could be the start of a trend with other owners as well, which is not to wait till the end of the year, which is what Shad Khan in his statement said he originally planned to do, but to do it, while the season's still going on? I mean, you'd have thought at least that beating the Raiders would have given him a great bounce.
Yeah. And then, of course, teams that, unfortunately, when you pay a lot of money to a quarterback in Nick Foles, an $84 million contract, I want to say 30-some million was guaranteed, and then he gets hurt on the 11th play of the season, and then you start the kid with the jorts and the mustache, Gardner Minshew. I love that kid, but he's a rookie, and so you're not going to win a lot of games. And then, when you play musical chairs at quarterback, that forget about it. It's hard. It starts hard to win. And so, I don't particularly care for the firing with two games left in the season. That's like they're going to be better because of this. And I don't know if owners send messages to the rest of the staff or the rest of the team that, hey, you're all on notice. We want better, that kind of thing. Or if an argument ensued, I don't know what happened over there. But all I know is Tom Coughlin's a good man. He's had a great career in the National Football League. Seems to me they could have waited two more weeks and then done this properly, but that's how it goes.
Steve,
wide world sports.
Steve Mariucci here on 95.7 The Game. So I'd like you to go back into the time machine and deal with the reality that today we have National Signing Day. You know the Pac-12 well. You recruited California like it was your job because it used to be, Steve, the 13 top-ranked recruits in the state of California are going to college out of state. What do you think of that?
Well, I didn't know that, and that's my first reaction is, wow. So my second question is, what's going on with our, with the Stanfords and the, of course, Stanford, they recruit nationally more so than the state of California, and of course, more so than USC and UCLA. But why aren't our two LA schools keeping those kids here? I don't get it.
Especially one of them. I mean, UCLA, I don't put it on them to keep the kids in tune, but USC, yeah, that's your job.
That's crazy stuff, yeah, that they can't keep these kids. And then, when you have coaching changes, and all of a sudden, parents and kids or coaches don't know the new coach very well, the timing of it probably lends itself to those kids choosing someone else. It's unfortunate. We got to get the Pac-12, more competitive year in and year out with the SEC and the ACC and Big Ten. We really do. And that starts with keeping our West Coast kids at home.
Has the tinsel been hung on the Mariucci tree? What do you got coming up for the holidays?
Well, I'm going down to L.A., and we got shows. We got three great games, as you know, on Saturday. So we're going to go down and do the pregame shows for Saturday morning and then Sunday morning. And then, Christmas is such a great time of year in the Mariucci household. But we've got kids scattered all over, so we're actually going to go down to San Diego. I've got a couple of sons and grandsons down there, and that's where we're going to spend Christmas.
Have a great time, Steve. Thank you so much, not just for joining us, but the station all year long. Always good to have you on here, man. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Enjoy being on with you guys. Enjoy the weekend, okay? And then Merry Christmas to you, and then we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you so much, Steve Mariucci.